This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Continuing now, my conversation with Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter. If you missed the first part of our conversation regarding the nation's energy policy and the president's supposed call for expanding U.S. energy production, you can find that interview elsewhere on this website. Towards the end of my conversation with Senator Vitter, we also addressed the subject of immigration, which he has been following very closely and has also submitted legislation on. Well, I wanted to get, first of all, his reaction to President Obama's claim during his border speech in El Paso, Texas earlier in the month that his administration has already done everything possible to help secure the border, and that concern has essentially been alleviated. Here is Senator Vitter's reaction.
Well, first of all, the statement just isn't true. He has not enacted everything we've talked about, everything we're capable of, including a fuller border fence. So number one, that's not true. Number two, it's particularly not true when you look at workplace enforcement, which is a huge missing piece of the puzzle. And we need a strong, aggressive workplace enforcement. If we had a system in this country whereby only citizens and folks here legally could get a job, the enforcement at the border would almost be unnecessary because that flow would dry up. And we are capable of that. We have the technology. We have the know-how. We haven't yet had the political will. It's really a question of political will. Third and finally, I'm afraid that speech at the border was more or less the same thing as this energy address, pure politics. In this case, he was going left to his traditional political base and trying to re-energize and reestablish his ties with that part of his left political base.
And I know you've got at least one piece of legislation on this front, and that's related to birthright citizenship. Explain for our listeners what that bill would do and what else you're working on this front.
Yeah, right now our federal government has the policy. It's not mandated, but it's the policy that any child born in this country, even if both parents are non-citizens, say both parents are illegal aliens, that child is automatically a U.S. citizen. I think that's crazy, and it's clearly a magnet that encourages more illegal crossings, more illegal activity, because parents are desperate to try to create a better life for their children. And if they can make their children U.S. citizens that way, that's a great improvement in their prospects and in their lives. I don't blame those parents or families, certainly not the kids who are completely innocent. I do blame our government and our society for not only allowing it, but really encouraging it. And it's encouraged more and more illegal activity. And so my legislation would simply change the rules. So if both parents were non-citizens, the child born physically in this country would not automatically be a U.S. citizen. He or she could become a U.S. citizen just like anyone can by following the rules and applying through the immigration process, but it wouldn't be automatic.
Exit question. Do you expect any major movement on immigration this session or this Congress?
I don't know. I'm afraid it's going to be more stalemate with the president moving left for his reelection and not really addressing the fundamental concern of the American people, which includes all of these enforcement issues, including birthright citizenship, including enforcement at the workplace.
Very interesting on all fronts. Senator, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter, he's a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.